What are you doing on May 17th?
Not touching kids.
Hey, yeah, we're not touching kids over here, and we're not gonna be
at shenanigans.
We're gonna be at shenanigans, and we're not doing crack. But if you do want to smoke crack, we're fine with it.
Hey, just not touching kids, as long as you don't do that.
As long as you don't do a Drake. All right.
You heard what KDOT said, man.
Come out, please, May 17th. Go buy tickets on Shenanigans' website. It's in the link. It's in the description below.
Link in bio.
Link in bio.
Link in bio.
Link in bio.
Hot, sexy girls. Link in bio.
Hell yeah. We should put a hot girl on the thumbnail of this one.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. It always gets them. Just some tits,
dude. Yeah. Just Sydney Sweeney's tits just poked up. What do you think about that, Brandon?
Man, I think that's a great idea. Honestly, I was going to recommend that myself. But like he said, y'all, listen, May 17th, man, don't go down there and do them kids. Don't do that. I mean, crack, you could do that, too. It might make your experience a little bit funner. You can bring a little bit backstage. We're not going to do it with you, but we'll cheer you on. May 17th, it's going to go. You never know. I might join. But May 17th is going down. Be there. Be square. And like Sydney Sweeney or whatever her name is, right? What's her name?
Sydney Sweeney.
Yep. I said it perfectly. Goodbye.
And those noises you heard were not Brandon touching himself. That was just him grunting to get up off the floor.
Yeah, maybe.
May 17th, Shenanigans, 8 o'clock.
No kids. This is the Clown College Podcast. We're just a couple open micers trying to make our way through the scene.
Where we interview comedians throughout different stages of their comedy career, no matter if they're open micers, headliners, or traveling comedians.
I'm here too, Jamie 2.0. I just talk a lot more.
Damn it, Brandon.
Go sit in the corner.
Dude, on Friday at the apartment show, Jonathan Silver explained to me that that Apple in the App Store, they lightened up their restrictions on game emulators, and there's this thing called Delta, and I downloaded it, and you can play all the old, like, Game Boy, DS games, like, all that stuff, and I've been playing Pokemon.
I was going to say, that was what I would play, too.
I have, like, 7 hours. It's been 2 days, man.
They got SmackDown versus Raw 2007? Like, that's what I need to know.
You can look it up, man. Was it on DS?
Yeah, I mean, actually, yeah. No, 2008, I think, was on DS.
Okay, yeah.
Right, I'm going to get that if that's on there. Either Nintendo or PSP. I played one of them. It was good, man.
It was good?
Oh, dude, oh, the PSP, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
I think I still have one.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
It broke after 2 months, man. I got it at the pawn shop.
It was ahead of its time, though.
Oh, definitely.
Like, I bet if I booted mine up right now, it still looked decent to, like, play, you know, in handheld.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think it had, like, online play, too, which was, like, way ahead of its time.
Oh, did it?
Because they made that new version of the PSP, like, a little while after that. I forgot what it was called.
The Vita. It was the PSP.
The Vita, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I never had one of those, but I'm pretty sure you could play, like, Call of Duty online. Yep. On that fucking thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one I might actually get this one still.
Bring this back, dude. Please. I know they have the Nintendo Switch, but, I mean, I would like, dude, something like that where you could just be driving in the car, like, and playing Warzone.
He's a driver.
Well, yeah, dude.
Y'all niggas don't want to get on Warzone. Oh, I was playing last night.
I downloaded it last night, but because of one reason, they got Cheech and Chong on there now.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, I got to get it. Before that goes
away. Well, let's go.
Yep.
So let's go, Brandon.
I like that. That's your reasoning.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
Chong. Hey, Alex Z's in the game, dude.
I was getting my ass beat last night. I'm usually good. Like, I'm usually like 10 kills, you know, 8 kills, 10 kills a game. Dude, I'll tell you, I was getting fucked up. Like, I don't know if what's happening. Oh, happy Cinco de Mayo. Maybe that's what
happy
it was.
Yeah, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Maybe the Mexicans were on.
We would be remiss if we didn't bring that up. Yes. And if you think I'm not getting drunk on tequila today, dude, you're out of your mind.
Jack will be here at 2:30. And I already bought the he sent me a picture, and he was like, get the, what's that shit called? Margarita mix.
Yeah.
He has the Rocks tequila.
But this shocked me. When I looked at the margarita mix you got, it was non-alcoholic, dude.
Yeah.
I know the mixer doesn't have to have alcohol in it, but you can buy margarita mix with alcohol already in there, dude.
You don't want that, dude. It's like it has like 8%.
Yeah, but then you get the 1800 margarita mix, and then you get 1800 tequila, and then you pour at your own discretion.
Yeah, that's true.
It'd probably fuck you up.
Yeah. I don't even like margaritas. I'm probably drink one and then just take shots of the rest. So
I'd rather do shots, dude. Fuck all that other shit.
Yeah,
same.
It mixes too much. But for Cinco de Mayo, I will have. Matter of fact, whenever we shoot Kenan's right after this, I think we'll all have one because Kenan drinks.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
It's gonna be fun.
Can you, Brandon, look up the history of Cinco de Mayo? I know it's like, I think it's Mexican Independence Day.
No, it's not.
That's not different. What it is.
Because when I lived in San Antonio, my brother's wife is Mexican, and we went out for Mexican Independence Day, and it's not this.
It says, I wonder what this celebrated recognizes Mexico's victory over the Second French Empire led by Napoleon. Oh, damn.
1862.
That's like if we had a holiday for the Civil War.
Oh.
I get. What? It's Juneteenth? That Juneteenth is kind of like that, I think. Oh. It's when news reached.
This is a new holiday. I ain't going to lie to you. I have no. Like when they were all up in arms about it, I'm like, I didn't even know. I've never heard of it before 2020. It looks like a lot of things I never heard of before 2020.
Same here.
You know what I mean? Till everybody got time to just get on the internet.
Oh yeah, when COVID hit.
Yeah.
It's almost like when people are isolated, they start going crazy. I don't know, something like that.
But I'm down for it. Juneteenth.
Now it's federally recognized. Hell so yeah. You know, your mailman gets the day off. Mm-hmm. So shout out to him or her.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
If it's a woman, is it still a mailman or is it male woman? Male person.
But see, this is my thing. Male person doesn't sound good.
It doesn't.
I wouldn't even if I was, you know, didn't want to be called a man, I don't want to be called male person.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Fuck that. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
What male about the woman, slinger?
That goes, male man. Huh?
The slinger.
Huh?
What's that?
They sling the mail.
Oh, those slinging.
Yeah.
I
thought that was the newspaper people. Sling it.
Well, yeah. But Huntsville Times is all digital now. They don't make print publications anymore.
I feel bad for them, man. I remember they used to come to my house and shit, not anymore. Now you get online.
Yeah.
Not old school shit.
My grandma still gets. That's the only time I read the newspaper. She's 97, and I go back and she's mad that they mixed, like in our little town, they mixed like all the rest of the towns around us. And she's like, "This is bullshit. Nothing this has to do with me."
This is Centralia, dude.
Yeah, dude. Seat town. Well, yeah, Cinco de Mayo, we're going to have some fun today. We got a great guest.
Yes, we do.
Hell Kenan. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Kenan. It's our first Birmingham. Well, he's not Birmingham.
Gadsden, Birmingham area.
Is that Gadsden close to Birmingham?
Close enough, dude. I'd say maybe 30 minutes away.
Oh, okay. So kind of like here. What's that fucking other town that's right down across the bridge?
Athens, Decatur?
Decatur. Yeah, like here in Decatur.
Decatur, dude.
I was thinking, because I used to go to Calhoun out there when I had to do some classes out there. Hey,
62 miles.
A little further.
Oh shit, that's further. Yeah. That's not the same.
That's like an hour.
That's like from here to Birmingham then, so that's not.
Not too crazy. Mm-hmm. Still far though.
And he's fucking always traveling around the mics. He comes here more than most of Birmingham. I mean,
he's definitely the most. He's the most frequent out of towner.
Funny as shit too.
Hell yeah. I remember one time I thought he was a Huntsville comic because I was seeing him so many times. I was like, "Are you from Huntsville?" He's like, "No, Gadsden." I was like, "Oh shit, okay."
Oh shit! Hey, so I wanted to ask y'all this. I know y'all are young, so maybe it hasn't happened to you yet. But do y'all have a memory that, like, I have a memory in my head that I think is 100% true. But when I think about it, when I say it out loud, I'm like, maybe that didn't happen. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
I know. So look, you mean.
When I was in Hawaii, right? I first got there. Had to be within the first year. This dude, Sarn Burkowski, was like, "Hey, will you guys come with me to this secret?" Because everybody likes to have their own beach. You know what I'm saying? Their own thing in Hawaii. And he was like, "Come with me. It's like surrounded by waterfalls. And it's a big thing if you have a waterfall that you can swim in." So then it was like a whole bunch of waterfalls. And I just remember this. I know we did that part. But this part, I was like, maybe we didn't do it, but I'm almost positive we did. It was two waterfalls like this. Right? Not too far from each other, like going down cascading. And we were climbing up one and we would jump to the other side.
Dom, I can tell you right now.
That's where you lost.
Without a shadow of a doubt that did not happen.
Oh my
dude,
gosh.
I know. I'm thinking just like you're thinking right now. Like, there's no way I did. But why do I remember? Why do I think about it?
I mean, that does happen.
Let's break it down, dude. So you're jumping from one waterfall.
So it's like you're climbing up one like this, and then you go, and you
go. That would be hard to do on just a normal rock wall that's dry. Now you have the aspect of it's wet, there's less grip, and you have to push off and then grab onto the other one.
Yeah, dude, I think we did it.
I feel like there's a chance it definitely, like, if you really feel like it could have happened, it could have happened.
Dude, I, like, remember, it's not just that, it's like, I remember, like, the water was so blue, and I never got to go back because he wouldn't tell me where it was, like, again, and we never went back. It was Soren Burkowski and Soren Garcia, and we went to this fucking perfect spot that I never got to go back to. It was like some mythical shit.
Wow. Dom got drugged, man. Dom got drugged by his higher up in the army, dude.
I mean, he
smoked see it that happen. Maui Wowie, dude.
Because I think weird stuff, too. Like, I don't know why I keep thinking this thing. I was like, when I was born, somebody had me in a basket. And it was a nun or something, and then I go in this light thing. But I know that didn't happen. But it could have happened.
That was Moses.
I don't know. Maybe that was me and me remembering some shit that was happening before I was born.
Yeah, the reincarnation. It's real.
Oh wow. Yeah.
I believe it.
You never know.
I've seen the videos.
Yeah.
I'm convinced. Dude. I don't know.
These little kids are talking about fucking 4 years old talking about Jebediah falling down a well. How the fuck do they know this?
I don't even know what that is. You said Jebediah.
Jebediah?
You didn't know.
You don't
him?
Remember Jebediah?
Let me search that up. So Jebediah.
Jabberwock.
You talking about the rock band, dude? What the fuck? This guy?
That's Jebediah.
Bible.
Oh, Bible. Oh, fuck. It messed me up.
Jebediah falls down a well.
Brandon it says, can we know your location? Brandon hit allow without a second thought, dude.
I don't know why it keeps on popping up.
It's like every time.
No, press, remember my decision.
Remember my decision.
There you go.
And allow. There we go. All right, let's see. Oh, fuck, whale. What the fuck did web come from? This? No, that's not.
That's it. Not how I remember.
Let me search up Bible. Because they doing the little rock band people. Well, maybe it's a good rock band. I'm not shitting on it. But let's see. And the name Jebiba. Okay. By King Solomon. After the prophet Nathan was sent by God to tell David and Bathsheba that their son must be called Beloved of the Lord. Okay. I don't. That says not shit about a well. But
well, he said Jebiba and then Solomon, dude.
Well, how you say it?
Solomon.
Solomon and Jebediah.
Jebediah. Wait, so what's that? Bathsheba. Oh, I said it right.
Bathsheba. Okay. Yeah. I think, oh my God. Some biblical, I love biblical names because it's like Bathsheba and then David. You know, it's like real simple. And then one, Methuselah, the oldest person.
Melchizedek.
Ever. Look up Methuselah, Brandon. How old was Methuselah?
Methuselah. How you spell Methuselah?
Methuselah.
Oh, Methuselah. Okay.
I didn't know either. I was gonna say.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
First one. Okay, that's good.
Oh, it's a dude?
Wow.
Yeah. Sounds like a chick's name.
That does.
Methuselah?
I don't know. I never really thought about it.
It says he was 969 years old.
Yeah, some things in the Bible are wrong.
Palindrome.
I mean, that'd be cool.
Huh?
I said that'd be kind of cool. I mean, you live 900.
He
I mean,
wasn't.
No.
But he wasn't.
Probably 100.
Because, he might have been, dude.
Because things in the Bible are wrong.
He might have just told everybody he was that old. Yeah. They're like,
he was
it.
The oldest guy, so he could just say that.
It's like, I was here all along.
He was really 65. Everybody died at 30.
He was 40 years old, dude.
Fucking, they're like giants. There were giants, but we never found any giant bones.
Dude, we find dinosaur bones all the time.
Yo.
Dude, I got an argument with my boy Ant about this. How long ago do you think dinosaurs roamed the earth?
Listen, I think it was definitely millions, but the last time we probably had them, probably after AD times, maybe. I don't know.
But millions of years.
It's been a good
minute. Wow.
And then I was talking to my boy Ant, Mexican, and he was like, 3,000 years ago, I'm like, are you fucking with
not
me?
3,000.
He thought dinosaurs, not like, oh, okay, there's like one doo-doo dodo bird or the fucking Komodo dragon. Looks like, I'm talking about
well,
real fucking
alligators.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about real fucking dinosaurs. Millions of years ago, tens of millions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Hundreds.
How? But how do they? I don't really know the process behind it. Like, you say you dig up a fossil. I know they can like carbon date it or whatever, yeah. But I don't even understand that process.
Don't.
I'll take their word for it because the fact of the matter is, I don't give a shit, dude.
But even if they're off by, even if they're off by 50 million years, it's still millions of years. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's been a minute, dude.
I mean, we got the meteorite, right? Like, they got little chips of that meteorite that could tell you, like, millions of years ago, it came in there and wiped everything out.
I wonder,
most of it.
Do they got that?
I think so. Yeah. Let me see.
Look up the impact zone of that fucking meteor, dude.
I don't think they know, because didn't they say, like, it could be, like, the Grand Canyon or...
Well, I heard it was, like, you know, the Pangea and all that shit, all the continents used to be one landmass, uh-huh. And they slowly kind of drifted away. What the fuck is that?
I was trying to see
Chicks
what the
Club crater.
Chicapagua.
Chupacabra. Damn. Chicks
Club crater.
It hit Alabama, dude.
Damn.
Damn.
It hit the Yucatan Peninsula, dude. Just across the
That's where
the
it
goal.
Hit?
Damn, man.
Maybe, dude.
I feel like maybe. Where all that water is at. That's
Wait,
where
go to
right,
all,
right?
Brandon, please.
Yeah, let's go to all.
Let's get, dude, this is what we do here at Clown College. We do science.
Oh, yeah, we teach you, man. We get you right.
The Chicxulub crater.
The Chicxulub.
Yeah. 10 and 15 kilometers. Why? That's like 7 miles, dude. 7.5, 8 miles, maybe.
That's great.
That's
Imagine
a big
that
ass
again.
Mm. Well, Shit. That's it. They said, like, when it hit, within seconds, everything. I mean, like, within minutes, everything was dead.
I thought, and I could be completely wrong. I have no idea. I think it killed a lot of shit and fucked up a lot of shit on impact, like the sea levels, maybe. I don't know. But I also heard, like, the cloud.
Yeah, the ash.
Kind of like...
Man. That's what killed every... like
stopped vegetation from growing.
Nothing was habitable anymore for a while. Probably... That's what's crazy about time, because it was probably millions of years or hundreds of thousands of years where nothing could fucking grow.
Yeah.
And then some little organism's like, I'm down now. I'm ready to go.
Dude, the thing that probably survived... I don't know. I don't even know what it was that survived. Like, what was the species that kept life on Earth after this?
I have no clue.
Maybe a little fucking cockroach or something?
I think it was, like, little mice, like mammals. Because you remember they said they were, like, at first we were, like, little mice type things hiding.
We were mice, dude?
At one point, they say.
Well, God created us, so.
Dude,
yes,
first
God
of all,
did.
Yeah.
Praise Jesus, Christian.
Allah.
If you like that too, I gotta learn, man.
Whatever floats your boat, dude.
What lived after extinction? After the extinction incident.
Yeah, dinosaur meteor. Right
there we go.
You could have just.
Where'd it go?
Extinction of. Yeah, right there.
There it is.
Oh, alligators and crocodiles.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's alligator's my favorite animal, and I didn't even know that.
Yep, he's right. Really? We got one right outside.
Come on in there, buddy.
Hell yeah. I'm going to get an alligator tattooed across my chest now.
Hey, you should do it, man. That'd
Survivor, dude. Frogs and
You should
salamander.
Get the throat tattoo. You seen these things?
Oh, dude. Those are so funny.
King throat or
infinite throat.
Yeah. Like
that one you sent me was crazy. I can't remember what it was, but it was. Maybe it was goat, and it was like throat goat.
No, it had a whole bunch of them.
Sus throat tattoos.
Oh, that looks...
You got to look up the sus throat tattoo.
Oh, yeah, I got you. You want me to put sus down there?
Yeah. Put some sus on it, Bruno.
All right.
Right there. Yes, that's the popular one that I saw.
Oh, yeah,
limitless throat.
Why?
Yeah, that is weird. Why would you put that there? Especially if somebody sees that, like, oh, so your throat's limitless. Let's test it out.
No, that's what he's saying.
That dude's also in the G League of the NBA, dude. He plays for the San Jose Hornets or whatever.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I couldn't.
You got any tattoos, Brandon?
Nope.
Oh, you don't got any?
Nah, man.
You don't want any?
I mean, I would if I, like, it's like I don't know what to get, because my thing is, I feel like if I get something now, it's just gonna be stupid. Like, it'll be like a Rick and Morty or a fucking Looney Tune or something. Mm-hmm. It's random. And
I could totally see you with like a Spider-Man tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Or
a Deadpool. Deadpool would be a cool tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Get the
Him
symbol right
cutting
here.
Somebody's head off or something.
We could do that too. I put that on my back. Yeah, put that on my back, the symbol right here. Yeah, that'd be tight.
You could have him teabagging Wolverine.
I would do it. I would. Shit, man. That's
we should get
favorite.
You like a. We should get you like a throat tattoo, Brandon.
No, that's too far. Walk around with limitless. Now we
limitless
in the
range.
But let's see how Limitless.
See, I don't. I would never get a throat. I never even got forearm tattoos. I don't want throat, forearm, hands.
Yeah,
I'm old school. They said you do that, you won't get a job. I know everybody has them now, but definitely not doing throat.
Well, I was never planning on getting a job anyway. Yeah, but I don't know. The face is a lot. I would never do the face.
Oh, I couldn't.
Neck, probably not.
Fuck no.
I wouldn't do the hands either. I don't know. I probably won't ever get another tattoo, man. I'm happy with the ones that I have.
Dude, I've had mine forever, and I forget I have them. I mean, I just want to kind of fill them in and then be done with them.
Yeah. I never think about it until other people bring them up. And that's the worst. I hate when people are like, oh, what does this tattoo mean? It's like, dude, you don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
Like, why are we doing this, man? What are we doing here, dude?
I get an anchor. Little anchor right there.
Oh, huh? Hell yeah, Brandon.
No, like Popeye?
Yep, something like that right there.
Yeah, don't do that. They'll do that one.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
shit. Popeye, but instead you eat collard greens.
Collard greens and fucking stuffing.
Okay. I like how white people say collard.
Collard greens.
Collard greens.
Turnip greens. No, that's the shit right there.
See, you like turnips?
I like both. I like any greens.
I
can't stand.
I don't like turnips. I don't like mix. I like collards.
No, just collards.
Just collard. Give me the leafy with that ham hock in there. You can even do turkey neck bones if you know, one of the pray five times a day people. But big news. You're graduating tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
Yay. Yeah, I'm ecstatic.
Finally done.
It's good to be done, man. Hell shit, yeah. I might go back. I might go get another bachelor's. I don't even want a master's, dude.
Double bachelor.
I didn't know that if you graduate with a bachelor's degree, you can go back to graduate school and get a master's degree in anything. It really? Doesn't even have to be related to what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
No shit.
Like, I could... Maybe I could. I still got time. I could be a doctor.
Oh, shit.
I won't be a doctor.
See you in the surgery room. That'd be interesting. I'm like, hey, JJ, you going to hook me up?
Dude, that's hard. Dude, my cousin is a fucking vascular surgeon. I think that's what it's called. He does, like, the veins and stuff. He, like, takes, like a cow vein and puts it in somebody's heart or whatever. Damn. He works, like, 14 to 16 hours a day.
Damn.
Yeah, and that's just not for me, man.
Yeah.
And that's, dude, you're playing operation in real life, yeah, dude.
You're dealing with somebody's life.
Somebody's life is in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
No, man. I'm good, dude.
Yeah. Like, they get paid, like, doctors get paid a lot, but they need to get paid a lot.
Oh, definitely. Because
they work so much. They're always on call. They can't fucking go get fucked up on Cinco de Mayo like we're about to.
I mean, they can, but probably wouldn't be great.
Yeah.
They're unsafe. You're going to have a different arm, different color. You're like, what the fuck? I'm mixed, man.
Don't be mixed. You can't say nigga, I guess. That's what Kendrick's saying. Drake better come back with heat because he's sticking up for all mixed light-skinned niggas, even though he's Jewish. And we don't. But
Well, he's Canadian, dude.
He's Canadian and Jewish.
That you can't. Double you got to choose one or the other.
Yeah, dude. He got double strike.
Can't be both. Can't be a CJ, you know.
Who you picking?
I think Kendrick's a better rapper. Same. I haven't, but I like Drake's music more. So yeah. I haven't really listened to all the diss tracks because I just don't give a fuck. That's not my thing.
I did. I just listened to Drake dropped last night, and he was like, I was playing the game, but I had to stop playing because I was like, fucking, I'm listening to this 7 minutes, and it was fire. It was good. And like, oh shit, he just won. And then Kendrick literally dropped 15 minutes after that, and then another 15, like an hour after that, just two different diss songs, and he went pretty hard, calling him a pedophile. A minor. I ain't gonna lie, Kendrick won. So I mean, he's winning right now. Drake has to come out with a banger. Like, he has to come out not just with a good diss, but he has to come out with a diss that people are going to play at the club. Because these ones, if they're playing it at the club right now, they're just playing it because it's fun right now. Yeah. But you're not really listening. The only one you're playing at the club is like that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't feel like diss track, like a lot of diss tracks have longevity.
Back to back did. Tupac's.
Hit him up did.
Hit him up.
But that's like the top. Those are the best. And back to back, that was the Drake diss on Meek Mill, right?
Yeah.
That was the first song I ever listened to while I was driving a car.
For real?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. It's been that long?
It was 2016. I wasn't even old enough to drive yet.
Oh, damn. So,
yeah. It,
Jesus, I'm old. Damn. God.
I was in Brandon, look this up. I was in a 2013 Nissan Quest, dude, bumping this shit. I was driving in a cornfield.
And my the cornfield?
Yeah, in my grandma's van. This was, it was, yeah, this box. Ass. Yeah, the toast, that bronze one. That bronze one.
Oh, you said the bronze. Hold up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that thing. The toaster, dude.
Damn. That's swag.
Big-ass. Sliding doors. What are you talking about,
hell
dude?
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar wish he had that for Good Kid, Mad City, dude. Damn.
So that's a nice, that's a nice van, though.
It was nice, dude. Uh-huh. It was nice.
Like inside. Damn.
Fuck it. Oh, real motherfucking G's.
Easy. Well, who is that? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You did some Easy E, so now, nigga, it's on you and your doggy dog. You get y'all running shit. Both of y'all niggas can come and suck this donkey dick. Oh, that shit was raw.
Look up best diss tracks of all time. What do you
definitely
think?
Definitely No Vaseline, Ice Cube. And then Ether by Nas. I guarantee they're all on there.
I wonder what Hit 'em up. Fair.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. Get money. Come on. Ain't there's no better start off to a song. It's so hard. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
That's what he opens with.
That's what he opens with.
There's no instrumental in the background when he starts that sentence.
And was that true, though?
Yeah, he fucked
probably.
Yeah,
man.
First off, fuck your click and fuck your bitch and the click you clank.
I mean, I
Go get a list.
Let's see. Where
the most
at?
Unforgettable, that top
there
one.
There it is.
The Root.
Let's see. Throw down.
More like Roots.
I know these motherfuckers. Man, get off
come
this.
Go, go, oh, just, it's a slideshow? Get no, the fuck go, out
yeah,
of here.
Go, just let me put list. Just top list. Yeah, look.
I hate when they do that shit.
Yeah, I've seen something that said Nicki Minaj. You better go. All right, so. Yep, so
are
you got.
Back to back.
Ether. No Vaseline. Hit them up. Takeover. Back to back.
The Bitch in You.
Back Down's a diss track? I didn't know that. That's
what
crazy.
That's a Ja Rule.
Real
dude.
Motherfucking
Real motherfucking G's all the way. You crazy as hell. That shit.
The story, that's the Pusha T diss track on Drake. The story of.
Of Aiden? Yeah. That should be up there, though.
You, oh, one. Did you see Kendrick said Drake had a daughter that he's hiding? You think that's true?
No. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I could. I don't give a fuck. I just want it to be good. But he said it's not, but I think he said he didn't have a son when that came out, too.
Yeah. Oh, true.
And he said the daughter's like 12 or something.
Damn, so she's older.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong.
I mean, I don't blame like somebody that's at the level of fame that Drake is. People are weird, man. Why would you want them to know about your kids? Mm-hmm. Especially a girl. I mean, like, people are weird.
Yeah.
Look, go into any Instagram comment section of any famous celebrity ever, and you will see some vile shit, dude.
Oh,
so, like, I know people, like, when celebrities complain about, like, oh, like, I hate people commenting mm-hmm. on my life and all this, and then people are like, well, you're a celebrity, and you make this money, and this is what you signed up for, and you get to live this privileged life. Doesn't mean you should be terrible to them
yeah.
and say shitty things about them and their family.
Yeah, but people are trolls. You know what I'm saying? That's why the internet's not real. It's not a real thing. These people aren't real. The way you know that, first of all, anybody who lives in a town, and then you know people who you follow them on mostly Facebook, and then you see what the stuff that they put on there, and you'd be like, you'll be like, you're lying. I know you, and you're lying. But then they'll have like 500 likes, 500 comments. Oh my God, you're just the best. I'm like, no, she smokes meth.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, I know she that she smokes meth.
She does, dude. I sold it to
her. But then they're all like on this hot. The internet's not fucking real. This is not real. You're watching this on the internet. It's not real. All right, but hold on. Before we go,
this is the only real thing.
Yeah,
All right.
So we got a message from Jalen.
Yes, we do.
Oh, we got a message from Jalen.
To sign us off.
All right, y'all ready?
We miss you, Jalen.
Yeah, shout out, Jalen.
Is this the Alaska Northern?
JJ and Brandon, I'm in Alaska right now, as y'all can see. It's wild. And I'm just trying to tell everybody that they should watch the Clown College Comedy Podcast.
Hell yeah.
Hey!
Oh my God.
That so, see, that's what we jumped off of.
Oh my God. No, it was not. Just...
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's awesome.
You know, there's
dude.
Eagle up there right now, bossing around.
My gosh, there's probably a bear mauling a woman in the woods up there.
Eating like a goat's ass. Man,
shit, we miss you, Jalen.
Look, do, man.
Dude, also, what the fuck did he record that on? That was like 8K.
That right? was perfect. Yeah, really that good. Was perfect.
We miss you, Jalen, man.
Yes, we
miss
do, man.
You, dude. Wow.
Go live it up.
Hell yeah.
All right, we'll be back.
This week's featured comedian.
Here, like seriously, I always think back to the pandemic when we couldn't do this kind of stuff, you know. The pandemic was hard. You know, all you could do was go to the store and go home. That's all you could do. And then you got to wash all your groceries and shit. That's well, unless you were essential, and then, you know, you made $10 an hour, you got to get the fuck. You got to get out there, dude. You got to make something of yourself, dude. I was essential as fuck, okay? I had a grocery washing business. It was doing pretty good. It was doing pretty good.
I give you a little bit.
It's
of
a holiday. It's the holidays.
It's the holidays.
It's the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
They should really let people off work for this holiday.
I agree.
They should what?
Let people off work for Cinco de Mayo.
They should. They I know agree. What's happening.
I agree.
Jack, by the way, this is what happens when we don't have you. There's no tags. Yeah.
That's extensive research for me, all right? Don't say it. Don't say it.
Okay, man. That's for me. Okay, I didn't say nothing. I didn't say.
You ready?
I'm ready, man. Oh, am I doing the intro?
No, JJ, you just do it for 26 that fucking episode.
Yeah, I know. Give me a break, dude. It's not. I also edit the entire podcast.
Yeah, he does.
I did 2 minutes of editing today. Wow. The first 2 minutes I ever put in. But today we have a very special guest.
Oh, who we got?
A guy who's hilarious. Mm. A traveling comic. Travels to Huntsville more than I'd say any other comedian from out of town.
For sure.
Our second ever out-of-towner on the podcast.
Number two.
And a hilarious guy. He was recently on the Homegrown Comedy Showcase, in which he killed.
Hell
he
killed. Yeah.
Guys, today we have Keenan Worthington.
Hey! What's up? What's up, baby? Awesome. How you doing?
Doing good. You guys got me doing good.
We're celebrating Cinco de Mayo with Senor Rocks Tequila, dude.
Shout out to Jack, bringing tiramisu in here.
Hell yeah.
It's a Rocks, Rocks thing. Look. How crazy was this shit when we were in Austin?
It was super crazy, just around the clock crazy, and I love Austin,
dude. I'm talking about we were at the stadium, so like packed stadium, and I come out to take a piss, and he's just standing right there.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
What are the fucking chances of that shit?
It's magic.
It's meant to be.
It's our comedy serendipitous. Fate.
Mm-hmm. You saying words I don't know.
it just means it's meant to be, you know. Which it was really cool to see you, man.
Hell yeah, we met up at the what's the place called?
The HEB Center at Kill Tony.
Well, that too, but I'm talking about after that. It was
Creek in the Cave.
Yeah.
Yep.
Went in there, seen Cam Patterson dapped us all up.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That was the night of the arena show, Kill Tony, the first night.
That was the first night, yeah. Sure.
Right.
Because the second night, I won at that spin. Did you ever spin the wheel for the Red Rose?
No.
I spent the wheel in one bottle service.
Wow.
Yeah, on the second night.
And you didn't hit me up, bro.
I did. No. I did hit you up.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I did hit you up. But you were with your girl.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I mean, you know.
Big bottles. We didn't tip at all. I felt bad afterwards.
Damn.
So we got a free bottle service, like a $500 bottle service. And at the end of the night, well, the girls weren't coming up that much. So I was like, I'm not tipping you.
They were like, it's free. And then you were like, well, it was free, so no tip.
We don't dance for pores.
I think that's what they felt like.
Was that the Red Rose or the Yellow Rose?
Oh, that was definitely the Red Rose. Yellow Rose, we went on the first night, and they're premium. That's the prime time shit you see on Kill Tony, that girl walking out. They're at the Yellow Rose. The Red Rose is where you can't have sex with them and do drugs with them in the back, for sure.
Well, that's where you have the good time. That's where you get the all-inclusive experience.
Yeah, that's true.
So what does bottle service even consist of? They just come out with the bottle and make a big deal of it?
Yeah, they fucking do the sparklers. They
give sparklers.
And they bring you all kind of chasers and shit, whatever you want, and you drink.
What'd you pick, dude?
In a booth.
What'd you get a bottle of, and what'd you pick to chase
it? I think it was Jack.
Sick.
Yeah.
Tight move.
A bottle
like
of Jack.
That.
Nice.
And we got fucked up, and then we went somewhere else after that, but it wasn't the best time. I wish I would have just went on fucking Sixth Street.
Yeah.
You guys spend a lot of time on Sixth Street, huh?
You know, just taking it in, jumping from mic to mic. Like, when I go to Austin, I do just try to do comedy. Because you got to be careful on Sixth Street. You might get carried away.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. What was your question?
When you were there, how many times have you been to Austin?
Like 4 times.
God damn.
Damn. Yeah.
This hat is actually, McKinney Falls is a park right outside of Austin that I camped in for 2 weeks just doing open mics. Yeah.
That's
God
it.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's that road dog life, man.
Yeah, sir. Yeah.
Was there any good open mics there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can stay busy. Just get there early. Know where you want to go and get there early because there's 40 comics ready to go.
Damn. Ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Competitive.
Yeah.
Honestly, being in Huntsville, it's nice. You know, you're like, okay, I'll go up, you know, in a timely order. You know, I don't have to beat up somebody to try to get on this open mic.
Yeah.
You know, try to get in front. But Austin, it's fully competitive. So
Huntsville, we let anybody up there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's a nice time, in Huntsville. Yeah.
You have like guaranteed stage time.
Right.
Which is
right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Birmingham's like that too, huh?
It is. It's getting there. Atlanta is super competitive.
Is it?
Yeah. I used to, that's where I started comedy, and you know, it was like Huntsville, kind of. And but now it's like getting close to 30, 40 comics at an open mic. And if you're not there early, you know, you might as well go home. So,
because it's like how many hours? Like hours and hours.
Yeah, yeah. Or they cut it off or, you know.
Okay.
You just, everybody's going to leave and you're by yourself, you know.
Damn.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's how Brandon was on Thursday.
Oh, oh my God, bad, I was the last one.
The last one that they had, 25 comics.
Yes.
The so place many. Was closed down. All the put the tables up on the
chairs speakeasy. Were up on the tables.
They were all
Jonathan
up.
Was wiping them down. I felt so bad, man. Yeah, man.
Where was that?
Speakeasy.
Oh, which is there. One of the better mics in Huntsville.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I
yeah.
love that room, dude. Mm-hmm. It's so cool in there. That's where we did Homegrown. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Keenan killed that.
He
smashed.
Hell yeah. He did very well. I did okay. And then Keenan did very well.
Keenan's a fucking monster.
That's dude. Nice of you, dude.
Oh yeah, dude. I don't want to give away your jokes, obviously, but the one that you have about the my money's on the Kennedy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I love that fucking joke, dude. That's that's so like obvious, but I would have never thought of it.
Yeah, thank you, man. It's fun. There's a lot to it, too. I don't know how much I did of that bit, but
how long you been doing stand-up?
I've been doing it for 12 years, but
damn.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Nice, man.
But consistently going out every week for the past 3 years. So
nice,
like,
dude.
Okay.
So, I mean, off and on for a decade almost.
Damn.
That's awesome, though.
Hell yeah.
And you started in Atlanta like that long ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. I was 19.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Old ass dude, man.
Yeah.
Look who's fucking
don't
talking.
Do that math.
I feel you, man. I got 4 years on you. Did you like, which scene do you like the most?
Huntsville's super great, man. You guys have so much fun. Up here, it can be kind of rigid some places.
Mm.
Atlanta is like kind of rigid
because they got so many people. They got to get to business.
They do, and it's such a big city.
It's harder to know everybody, I feel like.
Yeah, and Birmingham's really bustling right now. It's fun.
Yeah, dude, they're on the. They got great mics and great shows going on down there. David Lynam is doing a lot for that scene. Kenny is hilarious. I fucking love Kenny, dude.
Yeah, Kenny's a shit. Yeah. You did? Have you did? The
I'd say
X-Fi?
You guys though. I'd say
really,
honestly, Huntsville.
We appreciate it.
I'll give it to you on that.
Sure. Yeah, dude, we got a community up here.
Yeah, really. It, you guys care, which is you're not gonna get that everywhere.
I mean, it's just the best way to do it, man. Yeah.
True.
Yeah. I mean, if you wanna like really do it, you gotta care a little bit. We got lucky though. They had it's. From our perspective, for sure, it's Jalen and Alex. Mm-hmm. That's how we got all the mics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, if you suck and you just go up, you know, everybody sucks when they start, and you just go up one time a week or something like that, you're not really gonna get that much better. But they ran three mics when we first came here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sundays, Wednesdays, and they did. What was that? They did another one. And a whole bunch of showcases.
Yeah.
And it's not like they gatekeep you from trying to perform on shows. They'll give you stage time. If you're putting in the work, if you're consistently coming out, writing, trying to get better, they will give you stage time. Which is the more and more I do comedy and like travel to other places to do it and talk to other people, it's like that's a blessing, dude, because that's not a common thing, it feels like, to get that much consistent stage time.
Yeah.
Sure.
I remember when you were, this was before I knew you, I didn't know you at all. You were sitting with Bryce at Stand Up Live and you won the showcase. This was before Scott, I think, took over for sure. And they didn't have enough room for everybody to get up.
At the
Stand Up Live.
Stand Up Live open mic.
Yeah, yeah. And you got on the showcase from that one.
Right.
And you've been on there like a couple times, right?
No, just did the showcase once.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you come back? You come back up for the open mics, though?
A few, yeah.
Oh, you should be on there. You're fucking hilarious.
You are, man.
Dude, you got. I ain't gonna give your jokes away, but you pull out shit. It's like it's not just one thing. And you see how his demeanor is now. It'd be so like that, chill. But straight throwing fire at your ass.
Yeah. I like it, man. You have a very unique vibe up there on the stage. It's so chill, but then you come with the sharp jokes, and I'm like, I fuck with that, dude.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah, man. I know. You're making me want to go on stage right now, dude.
Yes, I wish we fucking Mike got
I was
canceled,
fully
dude.
Planning on doing a hill set tonight of going up with just no material and be like, anybody got any topics?
Yeah.
Good like, hey,
what do y'all want
to
talk about?
Let's make this about you.
How's your day going?
See, oh, so this is Clown College. Mm-hmm. So you're a professor right now. Mm-hmm. I'm in a hard spot right now. I can't write shit. I haven't wrote shit in like 3 weeks. How do you bounce out of that?
Just living life, man. If you can just do something that is kind of out of your norm, you know, it can spark wonders, you know. And I'm always just out on a limb. So, you know, with what I do, how much I hustle for comedy and with work and just I know people all over the Southeast that I try to visit and, you know, just gain experience with life, and then, you know, things come to you. But, you know, if you can't do that, then, you know, smoke weed every day.
Yeah, I agree.
It'll do that for you.
Literally spark your creativity.
Yes, it will.
So in your 12 years, are there any pieces of advice that somebody's given you that have really stuck with you and stood out?
Yeah, I've had great pointers. You know, energy is a lot of it, you know. You can write all day.
You have a lot of.
You can write all day, but, you know, if your energy's off, then it's like it'll be missed. It won't connect, you know. And I still struggle with that. But keeping your energy consistent, you know, having a mentality of like, I know the energy I need and I'm going to use that energy right now, no matter what's going on, like in your world, because we're always going to have stuff going on. You know, you got to be the performer and hit that energy, and then, you know, do your jokes.
Hell yeah.
And you got to live your jokes, you know. You can't just recite them, as you guys, I'm sure you've learned the hard way that reciting a joke is not telling
doesn't
a joke.
Work at all.
It's not good, man. It's not. That makes a night and day difference with the same material.
Dude, because Alex records all of our sets. But like, I just learned that in December, so it's almost, I'm almost at a year right now. And I was so worried about, because I fuck up words a lot, I was so worried about not fucking up the words and getting my tags right that I would be reading it off like you're saying. And then I go up there now and just like, fuck it. And
that's good.
Way better. I mean, the crowd is on my side. Like, they want to fuck with me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Scott told me that. Scott Eason. He was like,
shout out.
Hell yeah.
He's like, just, you know, say whatever, you know, just to be real and, you know, get the joke out with the right energy, you know?
Yeah,
so, no matter what.
Yeah, that.
So if you feel like you're gonna mess up your words, you know, don't say anything, or just say something, and just be relaxed, you know, and hit the joke.
And then
find the joke.
And then I got like jokes now where I'm like, I'm retarded. You know, I'm just practically saying that. If I mess up a word, I'm just like, you know, guys, I'm mentally challenged. So, you know,
Well, the audience already knew that.
Yeah. Oh, I do that too, man. Yeah.
Yeah, out jokes. So I want to talk to you about something. We do a little research here, and I went and looked at your Facebook page, and I didn't know you were a lesbian as your first Facebook profile picture. I swear to God,
that's what's written in the notes. I don't know how to interpret it. That's what's written on the page.
I was looking. I was like, I didn't know Keenan was a lesbian.
You look I just didn't like a know le- either.
Pull up Keenan's.
Yeah, pull it up for me. I've lived a lot of different lives. So, you know, I got love for the ladies.
That's what being a lesbian's all about, dude. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I was in the army when a girl looked just like you.
was that Walker, dude?
Bro, you typed
Oh my gosh.
You typed in Keenan Thompson. No matter how hard I try, I've never been black. Bro. Like,
our producer, he's sharp as an arrow, that guy.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, there's a basketball player. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Everything I try to look up about you, this dude.
Yeah, this guy has my name, and he's semi-successful.
Oh, shit, that's really... Hold on. Okay, I'm going to click on Facebook.
Dude, you're going to surpass that fucking guy.
Yeah. Who
the hell is he's going to be drafted to the NBA.
Is he?
Not if I can help it.
Yeah. Well, one of us is going to die.
Well, there's
first.
Main Event Comedy. See, that's a show that you consistently feature on.
Never mind. I can't get in.
Fuck it. I'll insert it. I'll insert it right here. Yeah, but it's good. I mean, people at home are going to be like, no, he's right. He's 100% right. picture. Is like,
I don't, but...
2020, it was your first Facebook profile picture.
Nobody knows that.
No, I don't. I really don't.
Well, yours started in 2021. So this isn't the real Facebook, which I'm with you. I do the same thing.
No, my real Facebook got deleted or banned, actually, by Facebook. Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Saying racist shit?
No. I had a group that I created like 15 years ago that was called American Revolution 2.0. And it was all about legalizing weed and like just... reform. It was a discussion about, you know, it wasn't like we should really revolutionize and storm the Capitol, you know, this it was like man, I really like smoking weed, but
in Facebook's eyes,
but yeah. Once literally right after the January 6th, they came after me and deleted all my shit.
Oh my gosh, dude.
No one had even said anything on that group for like 10 like 7 years. Nothing.
That's
no
crazy,
action.
Dude.
Yeah, it was dead.
That's and, wild.
If they actually looked, no one, you know, I monitored it for years and it was just mainly about legalizing weed.
Damn, dude. Yeah. Facebook's anti-weed.
Yeah. They wanted to blame it on the weed. That's fucked up.
They thought you were the head of a domestic terrorist organization.
Yeah, well, they're just censoring and I got swallowed up.
That shit's real.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it is.
Real, dude. I was at January
6th. You look like
Brigadier General of the Pelosi office campaign, dude.
Yeah, you think I look like a lesbian now. If you had seen that old Facebook, I was ladylike.
He has a Subaru Outback. I mean, let's see if anything else on the notes is correct. I'm really interested
in mystery.
This. Do you love David Attenborough?
I don't know who that is.
What?
What the hell, Dom?
No. David Attenborough, the National Geographic voiceover guy.
You said Adam?
Oh, okay. No, I mean, what context are we in? No, I don't.
There was no context.
This is what happens when you let a retarded person lead your research for the podcast.
It's cool. I'm a mystery,
dude. You know this nice guy right here?
This beautiful man right here.
This bald eagle looking. Yeah, dude.
That's my granddad.
Oh, never mind. He looks like
he narrates
guy.
Like the
I know. Blue. Yeah, I know. I'm just bad with names. But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I'm on the
older
same boat.
Older British gentleman, you know.
I love him, though. I seen you liked him on your page.
Gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Or like something that he did, and I was like, I love Dave Attenborough, too.
You said that he loves it just because he liked the single thing about it.
Yes. There wasn't much on there. Yeah. I had to pick through.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll skip straight to it. Were you in the slow classes, man? Because that's what it says on the notes.
Oh, my God. Listen, I was in the slow classes for real. So it's okay, man, if you are too. Yeah. We could be on this thing together.
We're very excited.
Because I am. I was on it. What's that? I was in
he's
the
so
class.
Happy. He's so happy. He's never been this happy before in his life.
I need somebody to agree with me on this.
Does my what Facebook fuck, say dude? Was in the slow classes, bro?
Like, oh, my God.
If so, I need to. I need to monitor that. I was in. I had ADD. So.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Thank God, dude. Yeah.
No, first of all, their Facebook. What we talked about it before.
Jack, please come back.
In Birmingham.
Please read this.
Yeah. I'm open about it. About my disorder.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Brandon was too, so.
Yeah, I was. Like,
so
I remember.
You guys are in the same category, kind
of. Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty rad, dude. I'm not gonna lie. Being in those classes,
did you have people who got rowdy, like the fight and shit?
Yeah.
You had to have the misbehavior yeah. people.
Misbehavior.
I went to school in Montgomery though, so like it was majority was in the special classes.
Oh, shit.
Montgomery, Alabama. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, dude. That's where you went to school.
Yeah.
I was telling people that is the worst city I've ever been to in America. How do you like it?
You're not wrong. Nah, but, that's so bad. It's rough. It doesn't really get better. So
they got the Aviator Bar.
I've been
on
there.
Tuesday
that's
nights.
A fun mic. It's been crushing. Yeah,
which I heard was great. I've heard great things.
Well, they don't have nothing else to do.
Good crowd.
Oh yeah.
Well, they have a theater that they're running comedy out of now.
Really?
Jasper Cruz. The guy,
Theo Vaughn did a show in Montgomery a couple years back. I was going to go. It was at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Yeah. There's a really big Theo Vaughn demographic down there, right next to the Civil Rights Museum.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
Dang.
But we would be remiss, man. The name of the podcast is Clown College.
This is true.
And you have a immediate relative who is a clown, dude.
Yeah, I do. My brother, he's a clown, clown on stage, and he does stand-up as a clown.
That's badass.
And, I like that, man.
Yeah, I invited him to you guys' show to come out.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's going to put his name in the bucket. And
thank you for that, man.
Hell yeah.
That would be sick.
Yeah. He hasn't confirmed yet, but yeah.
Dude, that'd be badass.
That'd be awesome.
It's good.
We will have a clown out there, too.
I don't give him compliments. And I like it. It's good. So.
Either way, we appreciate you spreading the good news for us,
hell
man.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You coming?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Kaden.
Hell yeah. Awesome, dude.
That was going to be some fun, dude.
It's gonna be
I did respect you guys. and you had to say I look like a lesbian.
Hey, that was dumb. That was dumb.
If you guys seen the pitch, matter of fact, though,
he's about to pull this up.
Listen, I know I look ladylike. People tell me I look ladylike, you know.
All right.
Mostly my family, but yeah.
Girls are hot, dude.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be hot.
Isn't that everybody's goal, man?
Yeah.
Just want to have a hot girl summer.
Hold up. You got to do this, too.
Oh, my God.
It's trying to test you.
Dom's got too much sweat on his hands to do the touch.
I'll tell you more about my brother, though, because he's internationally known for being a clown.
Damn,
actually.
Dude.
Yeah.
What? Doesn't have the right password.
I don't know if you remember the articles about a clown getting arrested at a Waffle House for smoking meth
inside the Waffle House. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. That's him. And
oh my God.
I love this guy.
This is
so much right now.
Let's get him on the show. We'll pay him to be on the show, dude. Matter of fact.
Yeah, well, see his act first. But, no, I'm kidding. Yeah, it was interesting.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. In Georgia?
Yep. Let's pull him up for sure.
What is this website, dude?
Let me click on images. See, they got like a little. Wait, let's see if this is it.
There's not any other ones, Brandon.
No, hold on. Let me back up. Because look,
the Mexican flag, Cinco de Mayo, shout out.
That's a good one. The tears of a clown arrested for meth.
Oh my God. The Daily Beast.
Wait, this is the same one?
Actually,
let's see what this one is.
Actually, Joe Rogan shared it on his Twitter.
Oh, is that him?
That's him.
That's him.
Oh, wow, dude.
He's not in clown gear there.
Jacob Worthington.
He looks cool as shit.
He does. Yeah. Very cool, man.
He could be like a movie star, huh?
He could.
All publicity is good publicity, man. That's what they say.
Yeah. He was a. I don't want to tell his whole story, but it wasn't meth, by the way.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
They framed him.
It was DMT. They just didn't know how to classify it, and he didn't know how to not do it, I guess.
DMT is just something you do out at a Waffle House.
That's
one of those drugs I feel like you need to be alone. Or
hey, if you really want him on, I'll save it for him to talk about.
Okay,
that would be good for you guys.
Oh hell yeah!
Damn, that's wild, dude.
But tell us some more. What's it like? Did you guys grow up together?
Yeah,
same household.
Yeah.
And how long has he been doing the clown?
He's done it for a few years, off and on. But as an act on stage, he just started doing it. Yeah. He's been doing stand up, and then he was like, I'm bringing out Waffles the Clown, which is appropriate for how he got that clown name.
Dude, fuck that. This is about Kenan, dude.
Yeah,
you ever smoke drugs at a Waffle House, dude?
You know, I haven't, but. Seems like the place to do it.
Craziest drug story.
Oh, yeah.
This is my shit. You're in my territory, all right?
This is your
craziest
shit,
drug store.
I got pulled over on psychedelic mushrooms once.
Oh, dude.
You have a great joke about that.
I do. I have a pretty solid bit about it. But there's actually way more to the story that I haven't written fully into a joke. Because it was... It was a little intense.
It was a trip.
Hell yeah.
Well, the bones of the story is basically we got stopped avoiding a roadblock. Leaving,
as you do.
Leaving Colorado, yeah. But there was no real roadblock. It was just a flare and a sign that said roadblock. And then the exit that you could take to try to get away was actually where the cops were at.
Smart.
So it was like
devils.
It was entrapment, but anyways, yeah, we get pulled over, and I had just taken psychedelic mushrooms, but the cop oddly seemed way more fucked up than we were. And come to find out, he had PTSD, and he had just been in a shootout.
I do it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, man. And he was really pissed, and it's kind of a dark story, and he's pulling us all out of the car. Mind you, I was not helping the situation. I'm not saying I was a saint, but... I was definitely being chill, and he wasn't. And we were getting, interrogated and stuff. And I'm finally being honest with him. And he sees my friend in the car, and my friend's eating a lot of weed. And, and that just pissed him off, I guess. But he goes and gets my friend. He pulls him out of the car, and we're like on this embankment. It's only one cop right now. It was literally a two-cop operation just to try to trick high people.
Uh-huh.
And he grabs my friend, and when he grabs him, they fall down this hill together, and they're tussling, yeah. And this cop's like about to, like, he's like grabbing at his waist. Like, my friend's literally just trying to eat weed, like, just won't stop eating his weed. He has he has so much weed that he doesn't want to go to jail for. And I went over, and I'm just like, look, we're nonviolent, dude. Like, we are not being violent at all. And that seemed to work a little bit. And at that time, another cop pulled up, and he calmed the situation down. And that second cop was actually the one that told me. He apologized to us and was like, he's kind of been having a hard time because he just had a shootout in this exact location really recently.
Yeah, so the smart thing to do is put him back right there.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And no, they let us go like 100%.
That's tight.
Well, hell yeah, good for them. Good on them, dude.
You said he was wrestling him down a hill.
Yeah, it was crazy. My friend's not small, and he was sitting in the middle of two other friends, but that didn't matter. He just pulls him out down this hill, and you know, it's all coming back to me.
Oh, no. It's moment. Flooding back. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, right.
Basically, yeah. It was Super Troopers type moment.
Yeah, that's a wild one.
I've never had a positive interaction with law enforcement before, I'm going to be honest with you. I got pulled over on a bicycle one time, which I could not explain to you why. They were like, I was on this bicycle. It was cold as shit, and they pulled me over, and they were like, hey, there's been multiple break-ins in the area. You look suspicious because you're out here on this bicycle. I'm like, what the fuck? Am I stealing the flat-screen TV and then bicycling away? Like, that's the most obvious shit. They pulled their gun on me. What?
Damn, man.
Yeah, I was with my buddy.
Dude, you should look more like a lesbian.
Yeah, Subaru doesn't make bicycles, but they did.
No, I want to hear about that, though, because I have another similar story like that.
Pulled their gun, and it was...
Look, it's not just black people, okay? We get profiled, and we get into shit, too, bro.
The police are just bad. But I was just biking, and I saw the cop pass me. I didn't think anything of it because I was just on a bicycle on a public roadway. It was like pretty late at night. It was pitch dark outside, and it was really cold. So maybe it was a little suspicious. But I mean, bicycle is not the medium of choice to steal from fucking houses and try to get away on. What am I going to steal of value and bike away, dude? And they pulled me over my old high school, like in the parking lot, and they, you know, draw the gun, and I was like, okay. And they're like on the ground. I get on the ground. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, dude? And these other cops pulled up. One of them had AirPods in. I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck kind of situation is this?
They were just like, we got us a boy.
Yeah. It was me and my buddy, and they just pulled us over. And
oh, now your story's changing. It's you and your buddy? Okay.
Damn. Was there a wagon attached to it or something?
To the bicycle?
Yeah, because I'm like,
no, for them I wasn't hauling cargo, okay. Man. I was, you know,
I'm like
lone wolfing it with my
that
boy.
That shit was suspicious. I don't know.
It was just a really weird situation. Like, I've never had a positive interaction with law enforcement. Man.
What's yours?
You know, I think back to my story. I think
my bad.
I love this.
No, you're good. I think you know, sometimes I felt like we were rubbing off on him, but then to find out his story was why he was acting like he was is worrisome. I don't know. I don't know where I was going.
No, what was the thing you said? You said you got a similar story about when he said he got the gun pulled.
Oh, yeah. I, same type of thing. Just going down the road. They had a robbery, and they thought we fit the description somewhat. Mm-hmm. I don't know how, but we got stopped at gunpoint, and they talked to us, and they were like, nah, these ain't the guys. Like, you know, I wasn't even 18 at the time. I think I was like 16.
Damn, dude. Damn, man. But that's the thing. Getting a gun pointed at you makes you feel guilty whether you did anything or not.
Yeah, because you don't know what's going to happen.
Because one time I got robbed. That was the only other time a dude pulled a gun on me. It was at a gas station. And the most embarrassing part was I only had $11.
Did you give it to him?
Yeah. He's not worth losing your life. I'm giving him $11 too. Dude, this big guy. See this condescending ass question. He's like, did you give it to him?
I just said,
like, yeah, dude. It was $11. There's two fives and a like ripped up one, dude. Damn. You can have it. You obviously need this more than I do.
That's crazy. That reminds me.
We're going band for band.
Yeah, that no, really it does. I had just won the lottery for $17.
Oh shit. Okay. Big baller.
Yeah, and I got like robbed at gunpoint in Atlanta.
Oh damn.
For that $17.
It's the worst feeling, dude. Because you're just like, well damn, I don't even really got it like that, but I still gotta give up what I got, man.
It's kinda I'm good. I got some. It's serendipitous. Look that word up.
You want to pull that word up? Serendipitous.
I'm praying for you, Brandon.
I like the movie. Serendipity.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Let's stay light here.
We'll take it down as far as we fucking go. Okay.
Yeah. I'm good. Right, I'm secure.
Go. I once had a cop.
Occurring or discovered by chance in a happy or beneficial way. I'm using that word wrong.
Yeah.
I used it right once, and then the second time, I'm just upset, I think.
Yo, so did he, like, rob you outside of the gas station or wherever the lottery place was, or was he waiting?
Nope. No, I gave him a ride. Oh. Well, I didn't want to, but my buddy with me, he was like, yeah, we'll give you a ride. And that's a mistake right there. Yeah. But and you know what? Come to think of it, that same guy was with me
when you get
at that roadblock thing.
He's a bad omen, dude. Take him driving.
He
with
just
you
attracts
no more.
The police like Brandon attracts pedophiles.
Damn.
Yeah.
He made you take a guy like I'm guessing he was at the gas station or some shit.
No, we were at a show downtown, and he was just kind of hanging out. And he was like, I just got to get home to my baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
So I'm guessing he was black.
Yeah. He was. Yeah. Huge guy. Just huge.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at my buddy like, nah, dude,
no.
Like,
yeah.
Not a chance. And my guy's like, yeah, let's do it. That's still on me, though, I think. Because it was my car, but...
See,
you know, we're just kind of hippie-ish back then, and we were like, let's do it. Let's help this guy out.
This is a PSA, though, because this happened at Boxcar with me, Alex, and Jake. And then this dude was like, he drew a picture for Jake. He has it hanging on his wall.
And then
the dude was like, can you guys give me a ride to... He wanted somebody to give him a ride to the store and then back to his hotel room, which was right across the street from Boxcar. And I just said no and ignored him.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what you do.
Sure.
This is the way to go about it. And then Alex was like, oh, like, where is it at? Blah, blah, blah. See, you're asking. Once you ask a question, they're going to get you in. No matter if it was across town, they're going to get you in. You fucking say, nah, I'm good. I got shit to do. I got to go. Even though I was lying, I was like, oh, you got to go that way. I'm going this way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And Alex got raped.
R.I.P. Alex. Asian Heritage Month. This happened with me and your boy Blowjob Willie over there on Thursday at the speakeasy.
Mm-hmm.
This Indian gentleman, his race has nothing to do with it, but I brought it up anyways. This Indian gentleman kept pressing us for a ride. It was me, Brandon, and Matthew Lumber. Shout out Lumber.
Yeah.
And teen pop sensation Matthew Lumber.
Hey.
And we were outside the speakeasy. He came up and he was with this white woman and was like, me and my wife need a ride back to this hotel. At first he started, he was like, you got the Uber app on your phone?
That's
I was
the
like,
first thing he said.
I don't, because I live in fucking the Sticks, Alabama. You know, we don't have Uber isn't a thing. And he kept pressing us. He was like, if you give me a ride back, I'll give you $5.
Yeah, that's what he kept saying. Like,
it was like a 17-minute drive for $5. I'm like, I'll burn more in gas on the way there than what you're paying me. And yeah, he just wouldn't leave me alone, so I pulled a sick move. I was like, hey, my boy Dom might have the Uber app on his phone. And I just walked inside the speakeasy and had no intention of talking to you about it. I just let them deal with it.
Yeah, he left them with us. He was there the whole time. He was just there.
I just left.
He's like, so you're not going to give it to me? I'm like, no, man. I don't. I got a show. I'm finna go. He'd be like, you can't do it real quick. It's down the street. I'm like, no, man. I'm not doing it.
That was this Thursday.
Yeah, I know the dude you're talking about.
The dude that was in the speakeasy.
Yeah.
Who kept talking.
Yeah.
He also, I'll fucking call him out now. He was saying, talking shit about Raina while she was up there on the stage.
What did he say about Raina?
He's like, she has is pussy jokes while he was at the bar. And then he pressed us for a ride for $5. Dude, go fuck yourself. Yeah. First of all.
Wow. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Kumar.
Okay, I didn't say that.
It's probably his name.
Damn.
I have two Indian friends, both of them are named Kumar. So
and you
I can
look
say
just
this.
Like him, dude, so I you can like say him. It. But I can't.
Kumar Metarapu. That's his name. Wow. I call him MP.
MP.
Kumar is Detty. You got that?
What is that?
You got comfortable?
No, look, no.
First
I'm
of all, that's on Harry Kumar Lee. Go to White Castle. Kumar is Detty. Yeah.
Oh,
and if
I know what you mean.
From Dr. Veen.
Oh, okay.
That you've been anything sort of
Kumar White.
I've been drinking too, guys.
As always, as on every other 25 episodes of this podcast.
Hey, you can have a little drink, can snort a little cocaine. What are we doing here, dude?
Hey, you know what I just realized, man? 26 is half of 52, dude. 52 weeks in a year. This is our 6-month anniversary of the pod.
Oh,
dude.
Shit.
Wow. Hell yeah.
You did a lot of math there real fast.
Yes, he
I think that's serendipitous or something.
And that is called a callback.
I can't be sure. Yeah,
this guy's a beast, guys.
Yes.
That's a great movie, though.
Hey, isn't it?
So good.
Shout out Bobby Lee.
When's the last time you watched
weird.
It?
It gets weird. 4 days ago.
For real?
Yeah.
Really? Damn.
Barracuda to Sparrow. Barracuda to Sparrow.
Well, as soon as they ride the cheetah, I'm out.
Well, I'm talking like
it's too much.
When Bobby Lee was in there when they were in the campus, and the guy smells the weed on him, the hall monitor, and they catch one dude, and he's like neck and groin, rookie.
I
love that fucking part.
That is a wild part, right there.
What's Barracuda to Cheetah, dude?
Barracuda Sparrow. He's like
that's their call names.
Yeah, he's a fake. He's like a mall cop, thing.
Both,
he's like
both animals you couldn't beat in hand to hand combat.
I could fuck a cheetah up.
Oh.
Definitely fucking cheetah.
I'm about to walk out.
I could kill a big cat.
Yeah.
Like a cougar?
Not a lion. Not even a mountain lion.
Okay. You guys were all in the special classes. I just want to put that out there.
I would fuck a cheetahs are not like that.
They run 80 miles an hour. What
happens
when
they catch you? What happens when they catch you?
They kill you with their claws and their teeth.
Break its back,
Brandon,
dude.
Look it up. Brandon, don't even say another word, dude. Look it up now.
I can throw a punch at 100 miles an hour.
The mantis shrimp has the hardest punch in the animal kingdom, dude.
Wow. With this mantis
it goes so fast it boils the water around it. No, the answer is no. And if it says otherwise, these people are not legitimate sources.
No, you could beat a cheetah. You can't beat any of the other big cats. Probably.
Look at this.
No, you could be
cheetah,
like one of those Sphinx things.
A cheetah is everything that a jaguar is.
No, the
but
fuck
faster.
It's not.
But faster.
No, it's not.
It is, though. It lives in Africa. Do you know how hard it is to live in Africa? People can't even do it, dude. Yeah. They're fucking dying.
People have lived in Africa for as long as people have lived. But
depends on the part.
I hear what you're saying, though.
You need pepper spray. That's what it says.
No,
it says you have a little chance. If you're armed, utilize a weapon. Pepper spray should be your first line of defense.
It goes 80 miles an hour.
But if
how
you just
want to
fight
pepper
it,
spray
you're not
an animal
win.
Running
See,
80 miles
you're right.
an hour.
You're not going to win.
Fuck up a cheetah.
No.
He said big cat. He did not say cheetah.
That's a big cat.
A mountain lion. I'll
that's
fucking slam that little pussy every day of the week.
You're not beating
a mountain lion.
A cheetah is way more deadly. They have mountain lions in Florida.
Do you hear what I have to go through?
A mountain lion.
A cheetah's more dangerous than a fucking mountain lion.
I am mind-numbingly drunk, and I know I'm right, dude. That's the craziest part of this conversation.
Can you survive a mountain lion?
You can.
People can choke them out.
Really?
Yeah. That's the move.
Yeah.
Choke the big cat back. Out.
If you got a fucking pocket knife, you can take out this little pussy.
If a cat gets your back, though, It's a wrap.
Yeah.
So you just have to get them.
Dig those claws.
Before they get you.
The cheetah runs 80 miles per hour.
Why do you keep on saying fast, like that matters?
The fastest a human being has ever ran, Usain Bolt, 27 miles per hour.
We're not talking about running from the dog.
No, but it's going to be running at you, and then it jumps up. And what, are you going to catch that thing going 80 miles an hour? That's like trying to catch a fucking Ford Fiesta. You're going to catch it
and getting in a rear-naked choke.
Okay,
are you fighting in the wild, or is this like a sanctioned fight?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
They're talking about the wild. Okay.
It can run around the walls of the fucking cage, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the craziest fucking thing. Mm. Look up cheetah mauls Africans, okay? You'll find 15,000 videos. You won't find
that they're not like that. I'm talking, you're missing.
Yeah. What's the first thing that pops up, dude? 50 to 80 miles per hour.
Keenan, set some light on this boy.
There's no way, dude.
I've tried, I think. It's not working. But,
they mauled some tourists.
Mauls tourists,
Listen. JJ, we're going to go on a long hike or a rucksack hike. We're going to find us a big cat. We're going to fight that cat.
Yeah, you guys can live stream this, and I'll be in the safety of my own home because I'm not fucking around with that.
And we're going looking for it, man.
We went searching for an alligator the other night, that probably could have killed all of us, dude.
Yeah, that was alligators. A bad choice.
Alligators freak me out for sure.
Oh, yeah, there's one out there.
But you could take one.
No.
You just got to grab it.
You have way better chance at subduing an alligator than a cheetah. Because an alligator has no unhinging power in its jaws. It only has bite down. So if you get the mouth down, you're good. You're good. You just get on top of it, grab the jaws, you're fine.
Poke its eyes out? What are you going to do, though?
As long as you're on the back of it and you have its mouth closed, what can it do? It can't flip over and it can't bite you, which are its two main attacks. Yeah. But cheetah, dude... The cheetah is going to fuck you. Squeaks could probably kill you if he really put his ambition into it.
All right, house cat.
The most dangerous land animal.
Jake, shout out Jake's cat.
Squeaks is the best, man.
Huh?
Right. A bear, though. Like the most dangerous land animal. I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah. Grizzly.
Yeah.
Or a polo, whichever one.
For sure.
Definitely.
Could you, if you were just a guy in bear country, you had a knife or a gun, you going to let that bear get you?
Yeah, it's going to get me.
Yeah,
it's gonna tear me up.
Day of the week,
Me from the asshole out.
Okay,
I think you could still get it, but that's the fight right there.
Yeah, that's one of those people who just do nothing but barrel hay all day. They might be able to tussle with it, but
Khabib might. You know.
Khabib's a busy.
He wrestles bears though.
Hell yeah!
Hey, docile bears, not fucking. You ever seen Grizzly Man?
I've seen it.
Yeah. Rest in peace,
dude. You hear those screams at the end?
Yeah,
that's good shit.
This is getting super dark.
I didn't hear that.
We'll go to restricted videos real quick if you want to.
Yeah,
we'll see some dark shit.
Yeah.
This is. Yeah. Oh yeah, that was.
The oh yeah, you're that age. You face of death.
I'm not sure.
Banned from TV.
Banned from TV. Remember, I've seen some fucked up stuff on the old internet, but
like
I can't remember names.
E-Bombs World and shit.
Yeah, just
live leak.
Yeah.
That's the one.
I love
I think
watching
I blocked it out, dude, and now we're just
good for you.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
good
for you. I'm just trying to be chill.
Whenever I wake up in the morning, I check restricted videos.
That's crazy. That gets you up. Yeah.
I like watching car crashes on Instagram reels of just a cement, like a concrete truck, just the big ass part that's hauling the liquid cement, falling on a family of four, murdering them all at the same time.
I can't watch videos with driving. You know,
I understand that.
It is free.
See, I don't like that. I don't like that.
I drive for a living.
Yeah.
And when I'm driving and I'm watching somebody drive, it just gets weird.
Yeah. Meta drive.
Yeah. I understand. That was like when everybody had to cut off two girls, one cup. You know, you had to mentally
race that. Well, that's completely different.
Yeah, I don't think that's the same at all.
Still some crazy shit, though.
Nobody cut that off. They were like, let's see how this ends.
That's like a train wreck. You have to keep watching, dude.
Yeah, that was crazy.
You're helpless to it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man.
All right, Keenan, this is the end of the episode. Whenever you see Ghost Muhammad Ali.
Is it?
Yeah. That means that
are we
means
just it. Too fucked up?
Huh? No, it's 50 minutes.
It's a time limit. Yeah. Time.
Whoa.
It flew by, dude. Yeah, it's been 50 minutes.
Yeah, man.
It flew by. But
cool, man.
This is going to be the first step. This will be out tomorrow. All right?
Fun.
So if you have anything you want to promote, anything you got coming up, you're just going to tell it to this camera right here.
Cool, man. Well, Birmingham comedy is alive and very well. We got the New Face Showcase competition at the Stardome. JJ was on it already.
It's a great opportunity. Sign up if you haven't.
Yep. Signups are still open at comedybreakin.com or any social. You can sign up if you're a comic. We've had two so far. We've had two really funny black comedians win.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And it's called New Face Showcase. And it looks like if I'm going to win, I'm going to need a new face. A black face.
I support.
But yeah, I'll be on it this month, the 30th, May 30th. Hell yeah. I'll be on it just to throw my hat in there. It's got a $5,000 cash prize.
Hell yeah.
So I'd be crazy not to, mm-hmm. you know.
But yeah, hopefully I'm on it with you. I submitted my tape. I don't know.
Cool,
same
yeah.
Same here, hopefully.
Yeah.
What's your Instagram?
American Jester.
American yeah, Jester,
which
dude.
Is clown oriented.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's what we do, baby.
Facebook, anything else you got? Websites or anything?
Just Instagram.
It's all about that.
That's my artist outlet.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah.
Hell yeah. Man.
Thank you guys.
Thanks, Kingston. Of course, dude.
Thanks
on,
for
man.
Coming.
We really
man.
Appreciate,
we appreciate
it.
Yeah, man. I love you guys no matter what.
Hell yeah.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Let's get fucked up.
Yeah. Let's do a single tomorrow.
Yeah.